Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Glory, glory
to Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda, whose transcendental form should be served by all. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in Navadvip, but not everyone could understand his pastimes. Ordinary people saw that he was the same Nimai Pandit as before. They did not see that something extraordinary had happened to him. In the company of his devotees, Lord Chaitanya floated in the bliss of his pastimes. To those who were fortunate, he revealed the truth about himself, and from those absorbed in the external material world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hid himself. In the company of the devotees, Lord Chaitanya unexpectedly gave an order to Nityananda and Haridas. He said to them both, "Listen, O Nityananda, listen, Haridas. In every respect, please, I wish you both to follow the order that I will now give you. Go to every home, go to every door with this request. Tell everyone, please, chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and tell everyone to teach others about Krishna. Don't tell them anything else. Make everyone you meet chant. And at the end of the day, come back and tell me what has happened. Beg them to chant Krishna's names. Beg everyone to chant Krishna's names." And hearing this order, the circle of Vaishnavas all began to smile, for they knew that no one has the power to disobey Lord Chaitanya's order. Lord Nityananda and Haridas carried this order upon their heads, and smiling, they at once walked out into the streets of Navadvip. Following the Lord's order, they went from house to house and requested, "Please chant Krishna's names. Please worship Krishna and teach others about Krishna." Nityananda and Haridas would say, "Krishna is your life. Krishna is your true wealth. It is Krishna that sustains your life. Please, please, please chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." In this way, Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went from house to house in Nadia, requesting, "Please give us this one charity. Please chant Krishna's name. Please worship Krishna. And please teach others about Krishna." And after hearing these wonderful words from the mouth of Nityananda and Haridas, different people reciprocated in different ways. Some happily said, "I will do it. I will chant. I will chant Krishna's names as you are requesting." And others said, "You too have been misled, bad association has turned you into madmen. Why do you want to make us into madmen also? So many good people have now become madmen. Nimai Pandit has ruined everyone. Those persons who were disallowed from seeing Lord Chaitanya's dancing angrily said, "Kill them! Kill them!" Someone else said, "These two are thieves. Their dressing as if they were religious and going from house to house is just a trick. If they come again, I will take them to the king's court." Hearing these different responses again and again, Nityananda and Haridas would laugh. Because of the power of Lord Chaitanya's order, they did not become afraid. And every day, they went from house to house. And in the evenings, they would return to Lord Chaitanya. And everything that had happened, they would report to him.